How do you translate the very first pasuk in Chumash? Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. We would usually translate it as, in the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. But Rabbi Yaakov points out, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer on Chumash, that the trup, the official punctuation of Chumash, show us that the first three words are a sentence to themselves. Bereishis bara Elokim. Those three words are themselves a sentence. In the beginning Hashem created. He created what? Two of the answers Rav Yaakov suggests have to do with either the what or the why. Perhaps, he says, Bereishis bara Elokim means that Hashem created Bereishis. He created in the beginning. He created the very idea of in the beginning. In other words, perhaps the first three words of Chumash are a sentence that tells us Hashem created not only things, but time itself. Time itself was a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In which case, the first three words of Chumash are highlighting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely the Bore, the creator of everything in the universe, even time itself. Another suggestion comes from Pirush Rashi. Perhaps this pasuk, this first half of pasuk, Bereishis bara Elokim, is speaking not to what Hashem created, but why. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, Bereishis, for the sake of Reishis, for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. In which case, these first three words teach us, as we begin to look, open our eyes and see the universe that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, to understand there's a reason for it, and there's a purpose for it, and we're meant to live our lives looking at the world as presenting us with a series of opportunities to grow and bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This has been a moment of Torah.